This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way, podcast. Brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, God!
This is crazy. It's right on 4 o'clock. I mean, I can't imagine people driving around right now are expecting us to be on the air right at 4.
Well, we can tell the boss to, take his clock and cram it. He's always on us, and look at us. We're on time.
This is, I swear to God, this is the first time ever. Like, we're actually...
like, legitimately...
legitimately directly on time.
I don't even know what to make of this.
Unbelievable.
I feel very uncomfortable.
Anecdote from last week, I was going to turn the station on to 1080, and I was like, wait, it's 4:01. Give them about 5 minutes, right, and then they should be back.
I'll be back at 4:10.
No, listen the whole time. Listen to our great advertisers.
4:07, there you guys were coming right back. I was like, there they are.
Joe, just listen, all right?
All right, so coming up here, we've got in the news, we'll tell you about Snowmageddon. The end of days are here.
Oh, we have some drops, by the way, for Snowmageddon. I don't know if you heard.
Snowmageddon 2019.
All right.
There's a couple more if you want
sound
to
sound effects.
Sprinkle those in.
My brother tweeted out a photo. I guess he went to the store of like the entire produce section, like the entire row of produce, and there's just one lowly banana. Just hanging out. You know that's the mushy banana, too.
Snowmageddon 2019.
For some reason, somebody threw a watermelon through a window.
Breaking and entering happening during the snowstorms.
Look, once the snow hits, all bets are off. It's martial law out
what?
There.
Snowmageddon 2019.
The screech. Wow.
Either that, that's an eagle coming down to pick your bones.
I thought that was a horse, like, whinnying right there.
Well, anyway, I guess it's really bad out there. So if you're going, I don't mean weather-wise, I just mean at the stores.
Yeah, it's not bad. In fact, I did today's, like, fan minute video from the parking lot. I was warm. I was wearing my Lebowski sweater, and quite frankly, I was a little toasty. It's like 48 degrees outside.
Now, we did this yesterday. We put an over-under on 4 inches.
Yeah, I took the under.
That's definitely what she said about you. But I took the under two, but I'm starting to think that it's going to be over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they're on to something here with this one.
We'll see. We'll see. A lot of big talk right now. All I know is it's supposed to hit like what? It's 7 o'clock tonight. It's lovely outside right now. It's a brisk, cold winter day.
Well, you know, the weather can change within 3 hours, Jason.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Look at you.
Lot of big talk.
Cocky weather sniff over there.
I'm just saying, like, I saw headlines today where they were like, yeah, it could be really bad, and then people hedging their bets with, maybe 1 to 2 as well, so we'll see what happens.
What I bet's going to happen is everyone prepares for this weekend, and we get about 1 to 3 inches, and then everybody heads back to work on Monday. Thinking we're all good, and then, there we go.
Snowmageddon 2019.
Yes, and then we run into the next week of snow, and that's when the 14 inches pile on.
I just like this notion that you're not going to be able to go anywhere. Like, people stocking up on water and batteries and, like, my God, people.
Tell me about it. it's unbelievable.
I understand that it may be snowy, and that it may be hard to get some places, but I can assure you that not every business, not every grocery store, not every restaurant is going to be call Domino's, have it delivered, Grubhub. It's going to be okay. We'll get through this together. Jeez,
dude, I couldn't agree more on that. But of course I get yelled at for saying that. You can say that because you're a local guy.
Yeah.
Me not being local, I get flack for that. But yes, you can drive and drive quite well.
Yeah.
In snow.
Just slow down and you'll be okay.
Yeah, like they always put the here are the things that you can do to plan for, and the first one is always stay inside. Don't go out.
Really?
Well, that's not really one if I have to work. You know what I mean? Like, why do they always say that? No, that's not what you should do.
Yeah, I saw the classic work from home response. Like, yeah, everybody can do that.
I mean, I guess if you can, sure, that's one way to do it. But I think that kind of defeats the purpose. The purpose is, can you tell? You know what, Jace? Do you think that, see, you got me started on this. This is your fault. Do you think that over time, Oregonians and Washingtonians, because it's snowing in Seattle.
Sure.
Right now. Can they learn to be actually good snow drivers, right? Like, because if you live...
No, because it doesn't happen enough.
But it's happening more and more, and it doesn't take that many times driving it. See, if you continually just shut yourself in and go stock up on water and watch Netflix for 3 days while it snows, you will never get comfortable driving in snow, which really, once you get comfortable, here's a newsflash, it's not that bad. Now, the ice is. If it gets icy, that's when it's
you're hooped.
Everybody stay home. We all know what that situation is, but that's a different situation. And I think people confuse the two here. If it stays cold enough and it just snows, you should be fine.
Yeah.
You can drive. Practice. My first thing, if you had a list, you know, like of the things you should do, hey, you know what? If you get an hour, go slow, take the car out. And just try it. Let's get better.
But what I don't understand...
Why can't we do that?
But you don't even need to practice. It's just this. Go slow. Give yourself plenty of room to stop.
Exactly. But when they tell people to stay inside and not go anywhere, it's like, man, it's going to snow enough in your lifetime here if you continue to live here. Yeah. Maybe you should get comfortable with being able to drive in a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get that way, and it's going to stay this way forever. See, we need to advance this.
Sad enough, people have to learn the hard way. That's how I did.
Last week when we had the snow.
Well, but you're not the hard way. You're not going to crash. You just, like Suka's saying, get out there, go slow, keep your distance, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. Don't be drunk. You'll be fine.
There was a couple weeks, what was it? Last week we had the little bit of snow, right? I went to the movies that night. And I was driving home, and it was a little icy out on the roads. And this was like maybe 11 o'clock, and I was driving back down one of the major roads in Vancouver, and just four-wheel drive, bro, like Jeep, a Jeep Wrangler, just comes hauling ass by me, just fishtailing out of control. And I just was like, my God. Like, it blows me away, because you see it all the time when it is bad outside and you're just driving slow and the dude just comes whipping up beside you. He's like, nope, got a place to go. F you.
So which is worse, that guy or the guy who abandons their car?
Oh.
And sometimes you have to. Of course there are going to be accidents. Of course you have to be careful. It's not everybody. You know, I mean, we gotta say all these disclaimers, but there are going to be people that have to abandon their car because you got in a crash or it broke down. And so I understand that. But I mean, the people who literally, their car is fine.
Like, I'm done.
They can drive in the snow, but they're uncomfortable, and so they just bail.
I'm going to say that Subaru Jeep douche bro is worse. Because at least...
Because that's dangerous.
At least the person that's abandoning their car... Their thing is they just don't have any belief in themselves. And if you don't have any belief in yourself, then maybe it's good that you shouldn't be there. Right? You're just like, hey, I'm incapable of doing this. I'm out.
He's a beast.
I would prefer that over the donkey that's just like, yeah. I got this. What? Watch my Subaru Baja. I'm going to shift. You know, he's got his, the WRX or whatever, and he's going to go Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious. Like, slow down there, chief.
That guy's worse. That is the worst when you're trying to get home and everybody's kind of freaking out and you can tell. And
yeah, just go slow.
Slow down, dude.
I can't wait for the live play-by-plays from local news, watching people try to like go up off ramps or something like that and can't make it.
They go up to like the Sylvan Hills. So is that one dude that like you watch him like play like an Aha video like down the hill, just slamming into every car?
Well, there's our PSA for the day.
Yeah, that's our Snowmageddon warning. And I like the Snowmageddon drops. Big fan.
Snowmageddon 2019.
Apparently someone will be murdered.
I still think that sounds like an eagle coming down to clean your carcass.
Yeah, a little bit. But there is a winter weather advisory, and it's supposed to start raining during our commute today.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winter weather advisory kicks in at 7 tonight after okay. we're done, and then through 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Well, I'm hoping that I can get home and not die. That's my goal.
Okay, so Lakers won last night. Did you see that game before the Blazers game came on?
Run that by me again.
The Lakers game, Lakers-Celtics?
I saw the end of it. I didn't watch any.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
we were all watching, getting ready for the Blazers game. So that Lakers-Celtics game, that finish was great.
Crotch chop Rondo against his old teammates.
Yeah, and the
how about him just hitting a mid range jumper?
What do you mean,
Rondo? Well,
he's just not that good at that.
He can't shoot.
Well, he made that one.
Yeah, he did.
That was a big win.
Well, it was for the Lakers, who seemed to be like splitting at the seams. That was probably a good one for everyone, you know, pulling in the same direction.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I still think all that's overblown, and LeBron is going to get him going here because this is what LeBron does this time of year, and it's time to saddle up, and they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I've heard a bunch of people that, you know, NBA vets that have been making the rounds, and people have been asking about this, and they said, look, when you're a role player, leading up to the trade deadline sucks because, you know, we forget that everything's in flux. Like Rodney Hood talked about this, that he's got wife, two kids that are back in Cleveland, and he doesn't know when they're going to come out here, and he's staying at the Nines Hotel, and you know that's a tough thing to pack everything up, and you know you got family, and that's a very frazzling sort of thing. But the almost to a man, everyone said that a day or two after, it can be tough to get over because you're butthurt, right? Your feelings are hurt. You're pissed.
If you got traded, you mean?
No, whether you got traded or whether you didn't get traded.
There was a rumor.
Yeah, there's a rumor that everyone's, you know, kind of butthurt.
LeBron doesn't like you and he's going to trade all of you.
But then he says that the veterans will come to you and the advice is always the same. He's like, look, this is part of being a pro. And if you don't want to be dealt, get better, right? Pull your head out, start playing your ass off, and that's the way to not get dealt.
That's literally what Kenny Smith said. He's like, hey, find a reason for me not to trade you this next offseason.
I've heard that from a half a dozen ex-players that have all been through this, and they say that, look, everyone gets traded no matter how good you are, so it's part of it. So put on your big boy pants and learn to deal with it. And he said it may take you a game or two to sulk, but figure out that, you know, you're a professional, make a run in the playoffs, and then, like you said, give the people a chance to actually want to keep you. So if you're Ingram, if you're Ball, if you're Lonzo Ball's hurt, but if you're any of these guys and you don't want to be included in a package, then figure your ass out and start playing better. Give LeBron a reason to want you as a teammate. And I think last night was a big one for the Lakers against one of the better teams in the East, a title contender, to prove that you can do that.
You really think LeBron won't make the playoffs? Even though they didn't get Anthony Davis?
No, 100%. He will not allow them to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I totally agree. And a lot of people are saying, but those guys don't want to play with him anymore. Dude, you are underestimating the power of LeBroni. Yeah.
Time heals all wounds. And I think now that the trade deadline has passed, people, like KD said, will maybe start actually focusing on the games and the basketball being played rather than the rumors and everything. And that's when people start ratcheting it up and maybe the Lakers do start playing better.
You're Lonzo Ball, your guy on that team. And yeah, maybe you were a little hurt that it felt like LeBron was punting on all of you. But he didn't, right?
Yeah.
So now you look around and you go, well, okay, I can be a bitch about this the rest of the time. That's not going to serve me well. Although, you know, who knows? I don't know how all those guys are wired, like, you know, Kuzma and Lonzo. Who knows? But I would think that, you know, it wouldn't take much for them to realize, oh, my God, well, this is the team. A couple of teams are tanking. You know, so we've got a spot in the playoffs if we can chase it down. And we've got the best player, one of the best players ever, if not the best, who's going to lead us there, who's done this a million times. This might be kind of fun. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, right?
And you got some veterans like Rondo and those guys.
The Clippers are punting, right? They're done. They're tanking.
Exactly.
And so really the only team that's, because Dallas isn't going anywhere, Minnesota, New Orleans.
It's the Kings.
It's the Kings and the Lakers.
Yep.
And the Kings actually have a pretty decent roster.
Yeah,
they
do.
The Kings are kind of fun, but you're telling me that they're 28. I think they're tied, but I think the Lakers may have one more loss. I think they're half a game back, But basically, they've got the same record. And you're telling me moving forward that you're going to bet on the Kings roster over what the Lakers have? And by the way, the Lakers don't have a terrible roster.
I totally agree with that.
You know, by the end of last year, they were actually kind of a fun team to play. And when LeBron was healthy, they were interesting. He missed a bunch of games with that injured groin. But you're telling me that you're going to bet on the Sacramento Kings roster over a decent collection of young talent in L.A. and LeBron James to basically when you're starting from scratch right now, moving forward for the eighth spot?
Well, I think the key is they've got to listen to him.
Yeah.
LeBron knows what's up. And these guys better fall in line. If they do, I think you got a really dangerous team there.
Yeah, and if they
They don't, that's a different. They're gonna fight this, you know, the whole way to the end, and it might get a little weird because LeBron has been known to, when he doesn't get his way and guys aren't.
He'll
shut it down. Yep. So I don't know that that's gonna happen this year. I think these guys will follow him, but I mean, how many times? Just on the surface, how many times have we been at this very point in the season
doubting him,
and everybody's doubting him, and everybody's saying his team sucks, and everybody's saying every single year it gets to this place, and what happens?
He turns it on.
Now, I'm not saying that he gets him to the finals.
No,
because he doesn't have the roster with this group, but I still think it's possible that team's in the West Finals.
Well, and here's the thing. I thought it was funny, too. Where
depending on if they're on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah. LeBron said...
From the Warriors.
LeBron came out and said everyone in the East is going for him. By the way, the East playoffs are going to be bananas. And he said everyone's going for him in the East because they all think they have a chance because they don't have to go through me. Pompous, but 100% true.
He's right.
And I'm with you 100% on this. If they're the eighth seed, then it doesn't matter because Golden State,
right.
You know, thanks for coming. Yep. But if they end up not being the eight, if they end up the seven, the six, the
Denver.
Five, you're telling me that any team wants to see LA and playoff LeBron James in a seven game series for the first round? Hell no.
Denver?
I don't think.
Who are you betting on right now? Lakers, Denver. I'm taking the Lakers, dude.
I'll take LeBron.
Portland, Lakers.
I'll take LeBron.
I would too.
Yeah. I won't bet against him. Now, not to say that they're going to make the world's deepest run there, but I'm with you.
They're dangerous.
Too many times we have counted him out, and we know playoff LeBron is different than midseason early LeBron. Yeah.
He knows. He's not stupid. He shut it down for what?
Yes.
Like 3 weeks or whatever.
17 or whatever. And again, their roster is not warmed over garbage.
But they just they have to get a little more cohesive. They have to follow him.
Yeah,
because Luke Walton ain't the coach. We
no,
all know that.
No,
it's LeBron. And if LeBron kind of pulls it up here, like he is used to doing, and he's going to try to do with these guys, and they fall in line, watch out, man.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of. They're going to be the seventh seed, and they'll beat Denver in the first round.
Total. Who cannot see that happen?
Everyone be like, yep, that sounds about right.
Now, all that said, the Pellies pulled one over on him, and we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Bro, brother.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news is next. Oh, we're talking about the Lakers. And I guess, who's it, Windhorst is all over this? Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, Brian Windhorst.
The NBA scribe. And he said that right now there is just league-wide mockery of Anthony Davis and his agent Rich Paul for their failed attempt.
Yeah.
To get him to the Lakers. It absolutely blew up in their face because the little old New Orleans Pelicans
decided to not play ball.
Actually figured it out. They were like, well, wait a minute. One, we don't have to trade him.
No.
And two, at least not yet. And two, if we leak all sorts of stuff about these trade discussions, including what players the Lakers are telling us that they're going to give us, that will pee in the Cheerios of those players, and it will totally break up the chemistry, if the Lakers even have chemistry, of LeBron's team.
Yeah, it was just out of spite.
And that's what they did, which is just glorious.
Even the initial leak of Anthony Davis coming to them and telling them that they wanted out came from the Pelicans. Like, all of this came from New Orleans. Like, for a while there.
And they had no intention of trading Davis over there.
No.
Which is fantastic.
Zero. To the point where the Lakers got so frustrated and deal with them, they're like, what the hell? First you won't take our calls. Then they did take the Lakers calls and just kept asking for more and more, even though there was nothing that LA could have offered that New Orleans would have accepted. And then it got to the point where LA was like, all right, can you please call us back? And New Orleans never did. It was the ultimate just F you, right? because I guess they were pissed and they thought that LeBron and his agent were meddling behind the scenes, and this was just kind of an F you to them.
Yeah, because LeBron, see, that's the weird thing is LeBron and Davis share an agent.
Yeah.
And so Davis, so LeBron, I mean, there's no question he's got his hands in this because he plays for the Lakers. But at the same time, is it a little unfair that LeBron's being dragged into this in a sense that we don't know to the level of his involvement? In other words, like Rich Paul is really the guy to blame. That's the agent.
Exactly. And Rich Paul is not just LeBron James' flunky. All right. He represents plenty of players around the league, and they're trying to do their best and have to be like, look, I'm not just, this isn't just about LeBron James, right? There were other teams that they threw out there that they said he's willing to go to. But anytime because of the super team that he's assembled, and we know that LeBron has been a bit of a coach killer to say the least, he's going to take the flack for this. But no, this is not all on LeBron James.
Well, I didn't say it was all on him. It's just, it's kind of hard to know how much LeBron is involved here.
Yeah.
But clearly he's involved. The that was like Rich Paul totally screwed that up.
Yep.
By coming out and making it public. He should have done that behind closed doors. And if he did, the Pelicans probably would have taken all those players and those draft picks for Anthony Davis. We would all been stunned that Anthony Davis just got traded, and this would have been the backstory about how it happened. But he took it public, and that immediately sent the Pelicans into a tizzy. And they're like, wait a minute, we don't have to do this.
I just don't understand why he didn't wait until he had 1 year left on the deal and then do this if he was trying to force his way out. Like, could you really not wait half a more season in order to make this? Because, you know, the point is that there's not a lot of leverage there because New Orleans has another year with him. But had he done this next year, it just seemed like a weird timing.
But doesn't he have an option next year?
No, he's got to come back next year. So they own him for next year.
Is it the third year? He's got another year. I thought he had an option in there somewhere.
He might the year
he's
after that.
Two more years?
But he can be a free agent after next season.
Yeah, I think I'm guessing it's probably just that Anthony Davis wanted out. And he was talking to his agent like, man, just give me the Lakers. And the agent decided the best way to do that is I'm just going to take this public and they'll be forced to move you. And the Pelicans gave them the middle finger, man. It was great.
It's like, no.
Quite honestly, this is not like the first time this has happened to Rich Paul either. Last year, the whole Suns Eric Bledsoe mess.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Bledsoe is represented by Rich Paul and Clutch Sports also. And Earl Watson was also represented by them, and he was their head coach for like a game, and then Phoenix ended up saying like, you know what, we're not dealing with Clutch Sports at all. Players,
and they fired Watson, didn't they?
Yeah, they fired him after like 2-3 games. All players, coaches, no one is represented by Clutch Sports on that team. So the Suns and Pelicans now, I guess, two crappy teams at that, are basically not putting up with Rich Paul's his game here, basically.
Yeah, so Anthony Davis has one more year at 27 after this one, and then there's the player option, which obviously he would turn down. Okay. He can become an unrestricted free agent, and at that point he can sign the Supermax. And
so he's basically got a year and some change.
Got a year and some change. So I just, like, could you not just weather through this crappy storm, and then next year you would have had all the leverage in the world, because at that point New Orleans would have to trade you. Otherwise, they'd lose you for nothing. It was mismanaged on so many different levels.
Well, they're going to have to trade him anyway.
Yeah.
Or lose him for nothing.
Yeah.
So that will come to fruition. It's just that doing it publicly.
Yeah. Just
really, really made, well, one, it made your other client, LeBron, look bad.
Yeah.
And it still may break up the Lakers.
It'd be interesting to see how he manages to pull that together. The one thing it did do is it resurfaced the king of the douches, and that's LeVar Ball. Like
he's back out there now.
He's like, he went away for a while. I think Magic Johnson had him like threatened to have him killed because he just went away. And one, his kid's not that good, and he was just quiet. But now all of a sudden he was making the rounds. He was on Colin Cowherd's show. He was on that stupid Skip Bayless show, and he just doesn't give an F anymore. He's like, great, you're gonna trade my kid? Sure, we'll talk crap about the franchise, talk crap about the players, whoever you want. He went out yesterday and said that his kid's better than LeBron James.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because he said he guaranteed that if they traded Lonzo, that LeBron would never win a title. And I forget which one. I think it was Sharp was like, so what you're saying is that Lonzo's better than LeBron. And he's like, yeah, LeBron's getting old. And you're just like, wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he said that if he was the coach, then Lonzo would be better because he would unleash Lonzo. So he just... the whole thing has been stood up to the point where Magic Johnson is having to meet with the Lakers. I don't know if that's happening today or if it's happening over the weekend, but there is a report out there that Magic is going to have a like a sit down with the roster, because you know it's not going to be Luke Walton that's going to do it. No one has any respect for him. See LeBron James, but that Magic is going to try to go in there and smooth things out, because if you're the Lakers,
boy,
I mean this is what you got. You have to find a way to keep everything you know on board.
That dude, I mean, Magic Johnson, I wonder what he thinks of all this, having been thrown in all this. Because it's a mess. Yes. But at the same time, he's got what he wants. He's almost there, you know. He got LeBron. And they have plenty of assets to you know, put enough guys around LeBron to, I mean, it's just, they're like stumbling their way to the top, you know. Because the Lakers just wallowed in nothingness for many years now.
Yep.
But here they are with LeBron James and a chance this summer to really add to it. I just think
But real quick, to your point, I'm not going to say it was like a total whiff, but the two big building blocks that they had a chance to draft high, Ball and Ingram.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're stumbling. They're just stumbling.
D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle.
Yeah, it's just that they've had opportunities, and they're the two guys they're most excited about were guys that were afterthoughts in Kuzma and Hart.
Yep. Well, I also, too, and we can talk about this some other time, but LeBron, when he went to the Lakers and there was no one else to play with and they didn't really, well, in terms of superstars, and he didn't bring anyone over, that was kind of puzzling because, and he even said, he's like, look, man, I'm in the place in my career where I'm okay with this. And, you know, it was weird because it's like, he can't be okay just going to that roster.
No.
Right? Like, we all know him well enough and have watched his career that
he wants one more.
He is going there to bring in other superstars.
Yes.
But then, you know, they didn't bring in any superstars. And so we were sitting there watching him going, you know what? Maybe LeBron just likes the LA thing. And
well, he clearly moved there for the media thing. Like, he's got a new TV show. Like,
oh yeah, that's in my notes. We're going to talk about that.
Every 9 seconds, LeBron James. In fact, I think another one just got announced right now.
Yeah. So he's doing all that. But the idea was there's no way that basketball wise, he's okay with just playing with this band of guys. Right.
Yeah.
Like he's going to bring in some guys to play with. And now here we are where he still doesn't have, in other words, I just don't think he's okay with this. I don't think he's ever been okay with it.
No, I think LeBron James realizes that he's going to get one more crack at this. It doesn't have to be this instant. I think he knows that he's got 3 to 4 years left of good quality ball. If he wins one more title and he brings a championship to LA, he thinks that cements his legacy. And then he's in LA because he wants to be, and he wants to be a media mogul. He wants to be Jay-Z out in LA. But he knows this team isn't anywhere near good enough, and he knew it was going to take some time.
Yeah, see, I don't know if he did, though. I think he probably thought, well, we'll just go grab a couple guys. I've been talking to Anthony Davis, and we'll try to make that happen, and it's all blown up. So, I mean, this is kind of what he signed up for, but at the same time, I wonder if he's just internally just like going, oh, God.
You know he's not thrilled.
All right, coming up next, it's time for In the News. We have Snowmageddon on the way. And we'll go to, wait. Oh, oh boy.
What's happening?
Primetime Greensboro.
Oh.
For a story next.
Okay.
Here's Joe.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 4:37 on The Fan. Football, fantastic, freaky Friday on The Fan.
Go Alliance.
Hell no.
Is it the Alliance Football?
Yeah.
The hell is that thing called?
It's our big preview show for the American Alliance Football of America.
I've got the Arizona Hotshots in their awful uniforms.
I'm going with San Diego. I'm going to be a San Diego Fleet fan.
Are you?
Yeah, because I like Mike Martz's offense. And San Diego, of course, is, that's one of my favorite cities. And then you've got Josh Johnson, a quarterback who got some run in the NFL, you know, that could be fun.
Sure.
They could put up some points.
Just remember that NFL people had a really hard time picking up Mike Martz's offense. I'm sure with the limited time they have here, it's going to be good.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he's adjusted. Now, you can bet on the Alliance of American Allegiance
football soccer. Something or other.
You can bet on it.
Can you really?
Yeah.
What's oh, the, yeah. What's the spread on the, because isn't that the opener is the Hot Shots versus?
Yeah, the Salt Lake Something Brothers.
Salt Lake
Stallions.
That's
the Dennis Erickson team.
Yeah, bet the Jetta and the Bug on both of them.
I don't know if they have like single game lines, but they have futures. And you know who the favorite is that Arizona team with all the Ducks and the Beavers on it.
All right, well, there you go. And who's their coach, Neuheisel?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, because he's still young and...
Well, and they'll cheat.
Oh, there you go. Like, Dennis Erickson, when's the last time Dennis Erickson was relevant in football?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Hello?
Hey, what?
Wait.
Are we in the club?
Sports?
What the hell is happening?
I have no idea. Wait, what the hell?
Joe had a seizure.
Stop it. God.
Wow. Terrible timing.
Wasn't that something? Boy, we just steered into that skid, right into the snowbank.
You will see nothing this weekend as bad as that.
Jeebus.
It is February 9th, 2019. Temper the news. Oh, wait, no, it is February 8th. Sorry.
Bravo.
It is Laugh and Get Rich Day. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I'd like to laugh and get rich. I've got the laughing part down. That rich thing seemed to escape me, and... Let's be honest, unless I win the lottery, I'm never going to be rich.
It is also Boy Scouts Day.
Oh, I was a Boy Scout for... No, I was a Cub Scout. I was never a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Although, is that the same
thing? I was a Boy Scout. No, it's different.
That's different?
Well, I mean, it's all under the same umbrella, but it's technically different.
And then I never Boy Scouted. I was a... my illustrious Cub Scout career, I got a wolf, and I think a bobcat, never got the bear, and I think I got like a gold arrow once, and then... I don't know. Enough of building crappy furniture and talking to squirrels.
Here's the latest on Snowmageddon. They're saying that the snow should arrive by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Snowmageddon 2019.
The best is they sent Kyle LaBoshi, KGW did. They just sent him driving north until they found snow. That is literally the report. Is we're headed north on I-5 looking for snow. We found it. They put a Boshi just in a van and we're like, drive until you see snow and then get out and report on it. Like he's up in Olympia, like, I found it!
I love some of these on-site live from the scene because they always get there like 10 hours after anything happened.
Yeah.
And then they're just staying around nothing. Well,
I always think it's funny how they go up to the highest points, right? Yeah. Like they go all the way up to... You know, Sylvan Hill or whatever, and then they're like, look at this. Meanwhile, everybody that's watching is like, wait, I'm not up there.
Live from Troutdale. What? I don't live in Troutdale. What the hell?
Well, that's only when it's windy.
No, because you got to go out there because you got to see the trucks chaining up.
Oh, that's true.
And they're like, hey, just in case, if you are a truck driver and you happen to be going through Troutdale, make sure that you've got some chains. Yeah, that's none of us.
The snow will start in Portland around 9 p.m. tonight, and they are saying up to 4 inches expected. Now, here is the kicker, folks. This is like going to be a heavyweight fight with Mike Tyson. You will not only get a left, you will get a right. And the right is coming Sunday night into Monday.
So that's the bad.
Where they're they're just expecting more snow.
Well,
God forbid it snowed twice in a row.
I'm just going to tell you right now that I'm not planning on being here on Monday. I feel like I'm going to be hunkered in. I can't possibly venture out on this, and so a lot of you on Monday.
Now, if you're not here, I'm not here, by the way. That's BS. And I will be here and not do the show.
Rob's going to come in and be like, what, Sook say? I'm going home.
Yeah, no question.
That's to this.
If I am here and I find out that you're not, I'm out of here.
What if I just do like the Al Franken live mobile satellite uplink?
How would that work?
I'll just get on the phone and I'll call in. You just have me as a guest. Sure. Yeah, just have me as a guest for 4 hours.
Sound great. Well, they are salting. If there's ever a time to salt, it's this because it does look like it is going to snow. Like I know a lot of people are like, well, it's, you know, they always say it is and it is gonna snow and it never does. This one you can see the storm. It's like, you know, it's gonna snow.
We'll see about that.
You don't think it will? I'll bet you right now.
I'm just saying. I fully think that we're going to get a bad winter storm. I'll just I'll believe it when I see it. When when the Snowmageddon hits and I look outside and it's like covering one of my bulldogs, then yeah, I'll believe that it's bad.
I just love how we've now adjusted our, Portland gone through this so many times. We've adjusted our predictions 1 to 14 inches, just anywhere in between there. So no matter what, we're right.
And that's why I have my doubts.
Well, no, they do. What they do is that this is the way they hedge their bets. They're like, oh, one of our models shows 14 inches. Another of our models shows 1.
Yeah, how the hell does that
happen? What the hell?
That's why I have my doubts. I'm waiting for like...
Hedging their bets.
Like 8 snowflakes to come down and be like, yeah, that was wonderful.
Somebody just told me that Mark Nelson from Fox 12 says this is a total bust. He's calling it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
He's saying that it's not happening?
No, that's what somebody texts. I don't know if that's true.
I hope that's right.
Well, I'm going to play golf no matter what, so do you want to join me?
No. No. No, I'm good.
All right. What else? Michelle Obama's show has been postponed.
Yeah.
Due to the winter conditions.
Yeah, the...
She was coming here.
The FLOTUS. I think they're March 19th or whatever. They're bumping it back a couple weeks.
March 19th.
Got reports from the Better You Today text line, fist fights at Winco in Hillsborough?
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yes.
Send video.
Yes, please. Much like I said, if there was going to be violence at a fast food restaurant, I told you it was going to be a Dairy Queen. And by the way, did you see the stabbing that happened at Dairy Queen?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got that story if you want. Someone was stabbed at a Dairy Queen.
Well, wait a minute. Why is that a
city? Yeah, you gotta.
Like, what does that mean? Like, people get stabbed all over the place
at Dairy Queens.
You're such a. You're so racist against Dairy Queen. It's unbelievable.
I'm pulling this up. Where'd it go?
Big ice cream ought to come after you.
Look, I'm all for Dairy Queen. Just go to the drive-thru. Don't go in, or you're gonna get stabbed. All I said was, if there.
God, that is such a horrible take.
It's not. Well, if violence is going to break out at a fast food restaurant, it's going to happen at a Dairy Queen. And if violence is going to break out at a supermarket, I 100% believe it's going to be a Winco. And I guarantee it was over the bagging aisle, right? There was some lady there loaded up on like water and bread for the Snowmageddon, and she was having to bag her own groceries, and her wiener kids wouldn't shut up, and someone behind her got mad. FUs were dropped, and then the fisticuffs started flying. Guarantee that's how that went down.
Well, hopefully we'll get some video. But Obama.
Oh, by the
March 19th.
3 men stabbed at the Dairy Queen in Salem.
Salem.
Again, I feel like you're being unfair to Dairy Queen. Why does it matter that it was at a Dairy Queen?
Because I said that violence.
3 men stabbed. Okay, so next time 3 men are stabbed at McDonald's, let's make sure to point that out.
I will.
And then when they're stabbed at freaking Hardee's.
But it didn't happen. It happened at the Salem Dairy
Queen.
Not
today.
And if I told you, hey, something happened at the Salem Dairy Queen, I think top 3 would be like, yeah, someone got stabbed. Exactly.
I would have said meth bust. Oh, wait.
There is that Dairy Queen on the way out to the beach in like Sheridan. You always get some creepy vibes going into that place. So.
Exactly. Why? Because it's a Dairy Queen. Queen is for drive-through frozen treats. You're going into Dairy Queen to get a chicken strip basket and that weird gravy. You're asking to get stabbed.
This guy says, I heard the guy was stabbed with an elongated red spoon.
Yes, he got shanked like a prison shiv.
Oh, boy. Good times. Good times. Okay. We have roving reporters. You know that, right?
Well, you got
big budget
news
operation.
Tentacles.
News tentacles.
Yeah, they're out there.
And they are reporting back that it is dumping snow in Cascade Locks right now.
If you're in Cascade Locks, freak the hell out and punch the person in line at the Winco.
Okay, in the news continues next with the story, Primetime Greensboro, 447 on the Fan.
With Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Pastrami.
Yeah, sure. Rob like always goes and gets like a bag of Doritos or something. He comes back this time with like some pumpernickel and bacon and pastrami.
Yeah.
Pastrami on rye.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boss lady brought those in around lunchtime. She asked me, I'm like, I'm not a fan of either. So.
Yeah, she left it in the break room and I picked it up.
Which is, who, by the way, just has random...
Well, it's probably from a meeting.
Yeah. Pastrami on
rye. They bring in these meetings.
Oh, I thought you got it from like the little eventy market.
Back there in the coffee room. Yeah, just sitting there. They put random stuff. Like, it's kind of fun when you go into our break room.
Yeah.
There are two things. We have a market where you can buy things.
Sure.
Like chips and yogurts and whatever.
And occasionally they've got like a handful of sandwiches. And
some
like
wasabi nuts even. Yeah,
that's different. And then on the other side of the building, we have a break room where you get the coffee and stuff. Or you want to warm something up in the microwave, and we have a fridge in there. And every once in a while, like the countertop in there is generally like empty.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, if there was like a big party or something, there's leftover. I mean, you never know what's in it. It's like a grab bag. Like, yeah, you never know what's going to be sitting on there that was left over that they just put out to the people, to the vultures.
And apparently a pastrami and rye.
Sometimes it's a pastrami and rye. Sometimes it's beer. Sometimes it's pizza. Other times it's little finger foods. It just, you never know.
There's just some cookies and chips. Yeah. I took some kettle chips earlier.
It just threw me for a loop when you came in with a pastrami sandwich.
All right, this is in the news. It is February 8th, 2019. Quick story from Greensboro. This is not local. Greensboro, North Carolina. Did you read this story about the woman? Okay, so she's a college student, and she said that for days she thought there was a ghost in her apartment.
Okay.
Did you read this story at all?
No.
See the mugshots or anything?
No.
Well, so she goes to University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and she heard strange noises coming from her closet, and she heard this rattling. And she'd been hearing this for days.
So clearly it's a ghost, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Couldn't be like a rat or some sort of infestation. No, immediately we go to the most logical answer, and ooh, that's closet
ooh,
ghost.
Ooh, quick update. We are getting reports of snow from our news tentacles in North Plains.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. That's headed our way.
It's too close.
It's headed our way.
Snowmageddon 2019.
It turns out there was a guy living in her closet.
What?
Yeah.
Like real genius style?
A dude was in there.
Living in the underground mine shaft in her closet?
Yeah, and I guess, okay, so she finally, for whatever reason, goes into the closet.
Yeah.
And is like, hey, ghost, get out of here.
I can't believe that this strange sound wasn't a ghost. I thought if it wasn't a ghost, it was sure to be Bigfoot. Apparently, just some random dude.
So she goes, who's there? And he goes, oh, it's me. My name's Drew. Seriously, this is how this played out. He goes, oh, my name's Drew. And she's like, And so she asked only to be identified as Maddie. She opened the door to find the man sitting on the floor with a bag full of clothes, shoes, and socks. She talked to him for about 10 minutes and texted photos to her boyfriend. And then the boyfriend showed up and the man got up and walked out.
I like turtles.
I need more.
That's it. That's it. So much questions.
How did he get in? It was in a house or an apartment?
It was an apartment.
How did he get into the apartment? What was it? Was he? Did he leave the closet when she wasn't around?
No. Apparently he stayed in the closet, and had noticed that.
Where did he make the duty?
Oh, probably the laundry basket, right? Isn't that what NFL players do?
Najee Davenport style.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
So, what did you ask? Well, so he's in there with her clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
She said that she had been noticing garments missing, but she had never seen him.
How big is her closet? It's an apartment closet. How do you not see a grown man?
Well, apparently he comes and goes. So she said that she feels that he had been in there before because she had items that disappeared over time. She never knew what the hell was going on. And then she finally caught him in there. I think it sounds like he would go in there when she wasn't around.
I love, too, that she was just calm and was like, yeah, we had a chat.
Yeah, apparently he was a really nice guy named Drew. But then he left because he thought the boyfriend would beat him up. And then they found him at a gas station nearby and arrested him.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If I heard some rustling in my closet and I was like, hey, who's in there? And someone said, Drew.
It's just me, Drew.
I like turtles.
I'm in here.
I mean, I'd like to think that I'd be rational about it, but I don't think...
Give me a moment.
I don't think I'd sit there and have a chat.
Thank you. I put my pants on now. I'll be out in a moment. Thank you.
Apparently, Drew's a nice British fellow. He's a 18th century, chimney sweep.
And he was wearing her clothes, so he was... Interesting. He was into some stuff.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Look, I'm not...
30-year-old dude named Andrew Swofford was the guy.
Again, this is one of those stories that I just smell something else. There's other
things. We need more facts.
I need more facts. I feel like something else is up here. This is not... 2 and 2 is not equaling 4 here with our Kansas math.
All right, that is in the news for February 8th, 2019. Up next, we have the Hot 5 at 5. I'm warning you, it's a light day, but there is still news.
Yeah. Julian Edelman beard shaving
video. I did not put that in the Hot 5 at 5.
Damn it.
Julian Edelman shaved his beard.
Thought that'd be number 5 for sure.
For heaven's sakes. So that's coming up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.